For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note.
The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season. With the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship, you have access to the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device, and even track your bracket in real time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast, the 100th episode, and we have a special guest for you guys today. Obviously, my name is James Williams, a reporter and an editor for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group, and as always, I'm joined here by my co-host, former UCLA linebacker Josh Woods. Josh, did you know it was the 100th episode?
Dang, that's crazy. I didn't know that, but it makes it even better that we have a special guest today. One of the guys that, I mean, I saw his whole path at UCLA, and we're knee twins, same day.
Not knee twins.
We're knee twins. It's literally day.
That's right.
The whole process together. One of the guys, you know, it's like one of my little brothers. And I'm just so happy to see just the progression that he made, and just, you know, excited for the future of him. So none other than Kenny Churchwell III.
Kenny, how you doing, man?
I'm blessed. How are y'all, man? The knee twins is back together, man.
Hey, let's jump right into this knee twin thing. First of all, I think Josh has mentioned it a few times, but I think I'm like kind of putting it together. Like, so were you guys like in the training room like every day? Did you guys like come back at the same time? Like, kind of walk me through that journey you guys went on together.
You want to go or I go?
You go first. You go first.
Okay. So I believe I'm the reason why at first UCLA football went to two-hand touch or thud or like okay. It's because me and my homie Josh, I tore my ACL. Two plays later, Josh Woods tore his ACL and MCL. So yikes. He had to have a faster like surgery time because he had ACL and MCL. So it was supposed to be like a faster like for him, but me 2 weeks later, I had my surgery done. So the weightlifting process and the like injury, sports med, all that, we was always together. So I'm always like low-key thankful for Josh, because when I first came in as a safety, I was like a buck 70, buck 80. Soaking wet. Like, so I was a little. So all our weightlifting stuff, it was me and him. So he's a big guy. I'm not. So he's telling me, bro, come on, man. I'm like, look, man, I don't know what am I supposed to do. Because I'm a small guy. So he's just like, do this and that. I'm like, bet. I try it and it works. So yeah, I'm 213 now. So big progress. Now I think I can lift with him.
But back yes, sir.
I couldn't. He was mad because, you know, you go from like two reds or 225 to like 125. So it's just like taking the weight off, putting the weight back on, taking the weight off. It was, I know it was stressful for him, so I apologize, man. But hey, he got me right there.
I mean, Kenny was really. He was still. I mean, he was a baby. I mean, he was brand new. I mean, he had summer, and then I mean, this is towards the end of camp and the beginning of the season. So, the one thing that we'd always get Kenny about, he didn't know nobody's names. Like he didn't know coaches, staff, certain players, because he just was. You got to think like he just had like the summer window of workouts and camp, and even then. Really mainly with your position group. So he knew his position group. Like, he knew his room. But outside of that, I'm like, Kenny, go ask so-and-so coach or so-and-so about this. And he's like, who is that? to the point where it became a game of showing him pictures from the roster and being like, who is this? And tell me who this is, their name, where they're from, something, a fact about them. And,
like their flashcard or something?
Yeah.
For real.
It went all the way up to Chip Kelly. So the game was fun and jokes. And then Chip Kelly was like, who is him?
Oh,
I don't know. So 2 weeks later after that, we had a conversation. He gave me a whole list of the team. He said, name all these guys. It's blank names. Like nobody, it shows nobody name. So it's just like a picture. And then under, I fill in the name. I'm trying so hard, man, and it was not working. So I'm doing it. And he looked, he was like, 10? I said, let me try out of like 100. I was like, let me try. I got 15, 20. Last names, I put the last name, first name, nickname. I'm just trying. 2 weeks later, 2 weeks later, Coach Kelly came as a team meeting, and he was like, you know what? We need to get to know each other. So we're going to do this like quiz thing where it's a blank sheet of paper. All the coaches doing, all the players doing. So everybody did it. And it was my fault because I was like, bro, I don't know his name. I don't know his name. I just don't know. I'm like, coach, I don't know. So we did the test and yeah, he was mad. He was like, how? Because it's true though. A lot of coaches didn't know, like say if you were a wide receiver coach, he didn't know the DB like names, all the names. Right. So it's just like now we have to get to know each other. I'm still, you know, I'm not good with names. You have to ask you like 10 times. After that, then it's in my mind. But the rest, I'm good.
Okay, so this leads me to we can go a few different things with this. But first of all, were we not doing the name on the helmet deal or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
And initially, with the previous staff, when I was a freshman. When you went to camp, all the freshmen had that. You had your name taped on the front of your helmet, and you're like, I wouldn't say initiation, but like you would have everybody had a big brother. And at a certain point during camp, if your big brother thought you earned to get it taken off, you get it taken off. So we didn't do that no more.
Y'all needed like, some of that.
You were just out there, and like I hope you know everybody in your position room because it's usually at the most maybe 20 guys depending on what position you played. But you really mainly would only know the people that you would go in with. So say if you're a freshman and you're rolling with the threes, I guarantee you know who you're with in the threes, but you may not be paying enough attention to know all the ones' names. Like it is a lot of guys. Like you got to think, yeah, over 100 plus players, over probably 20-something coaches. Like with GAs and all that stuff. Then you have all the equipment people. And then you have all the trainers. And
that's true. That's a lot of names.
That could be like over 150.
Okay. And this leads me to, so first of all, I don't know if we'll have anyone that will be going through something similar anytime soon. Because I think now for the spring jerseys or something, they're putting the names on the back. I saw the UCLA equipment staff tweet that out. So I think that shouldn't be an issue going forward, but, you brought up another point about like trying to get familiar with the coaches, or you may not know if you're a DB, you may not know the receivers coach or whoever the case may be. This brings up for me, Coach Foster, right? Because, everybody was excited when Coach Foster got the job. No one transferred out for the most part. Everyone rallied around him. We all saw the video. What was, Deshaun Foster's interaction like with the guys on defense?
Oh, with the guys or just with me? I could tell you my first.
With you, the guy, whoever. With you, that's fine.
I love Coach Foster. My first time meeting him, he walked up to me. He was like, "You can't hit. Are you think you can hit?" And I was like, "Huh?" Like, I'm confused. I'm like, "Bro, who are you?" I was like, "Coach, you what?" Because I really didn't know. He was like, "I saw your film." He was like, I got to see it though. So then, like, I tore my ACL that year. But after that, coming back, doing spring ball, all that, he came up to me again. He was like, "You like to hit, huh?" I was like, "I tried to tell you." I said, "They call me Church Bells for a reason." Like, I was like, "Coach, you came up to me." He was like, "My bad. I didn't know." But, like, he's a great coach. I love the guy. If I had an extra year, woo, I would have did it. You know, so this he's a great mentor. He come up, have a great, genuine conversation. Know your first to last by asking. But, yeah, I think they're in good hands. But, yeah, he's a great coach.
And just from you, obviously, you just finished up pro day about, I guess, has it even been a week yet? I don't even think it has been a week. But what was that experience like for you? Because like I've talked about with Josh several times here, that's kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity. There's not a whole lot of opportunities where you get to repeat this process you're going through right now.
Yeah, I was blessed. I'm grateful for the opportunity, especially being at UCLA, number one public university. But I was low-key mad at first that my mom made my last name Churchwell. So that means I had to be the very first person because Jordan Jordan Anderson, he went to the Bowling Green Pro Day. I was calling him. I was like, "Yeah, bro, I can't wait to see you." He was like, "Yeah, I'm not going." What? I said, "But you first." So
that's crazy.
Bro, having Churchwell and the last one, woo, it was stressful. I had to a lot of the coaches coming up asking like because it's really on me. Like when I go, then the next person go. So it's just like, "How long you got?" I'm like, "Oh, 4 minutes." And then the other person like, "No." I'm like, "Okay, how much you need?" 6 minutes. And he's like, "Oh, okay. I give you 7. I'm like, all right. So I'm cranking, having fun, working out. And then I point at everybody, like, "Everybody, all right, let's go." But everything was like, it was a once in a time. Like, it was amazing. Like, like Josh said, like, it's an unbelievable thing. Like, the experience alone. I ain't gonna lie, the 40, whoo, that was the worst for me. Like, I was just nervous. I'm like, "Bruh, like, come on, run it, and then I'll be fine." But I'm sweating before everything. I'm like, "Bruh, it's just like you're nervous." And then once you start going through, like, everything, it's fun afterwards. So after running the 40, getting a good time, I was like, "All right, good. Like, now I can breathe and do the rest of the stuff." Having a good time seeing the guys that, you know, go up the next level and, like, have a long relationship with them. So, yeah, it's a blessing.
Go ahead, Josh.
I want to take time to talk about all the different DCs and coaches that you've had in your time. Yeah. You know, we talk about that a lot, just, like, the turnover. And, I mean, it's tough. It's tough on the players. You know, to get familiar with a system, to get comfortable in it. How would you say your experience was with what, 3, 4?
I got a lot.
How many DCs was it?
Can you name them all? Yeah.
I can name.
I didn't mean that on purpose.
I know you did, but it's all good. I can name like the defensive chain. So like with Jerry Azanero, my first coach, DC.
Ooh, first and last name. Okay.
Yeah, that's the only one. hey, it's not supposed to be funny, bro. Okay. That was the first defense coming in. Then coming in the second year, Coach Norwood, Brian Norwood, my position coach, safety coach, came in. But we mixed and intertwined different type of defense with Coach Azanero and Coach Norwood. So you see the drastic change just by Coach Norwood coming in. And then after that, I just fought. Oh, see, I'm forgetting names already.
I'm forgetting McGovern.
McGovern. Yes. So McGovern was my third one. Came in, great coach. Then D'Anton Lynn, with the other coaches coming in, with Akaika, like, it's still intertwined. So every year really was kind of a new defense for us.
I forgot about Lynn, to be honest.
And you got to think,
it was that quick.
Kenny, in the bowl game, you had Malloy, so that's another DC, really, you had.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, it's kind of weird, but it's a relief that football is kind of the same thing. Cover one is cover one, cover two is cover two. So we just name it different, or we have a different title to it, or a different thing. So having each coach was a blessing for me, because it's like a golden nugget of, like, say, learning from a coach and then learning from this coach and just picking out and weeding what was standing out, like what made him him. So yeah, it was a blessing. It's stressful, you know, trying to learn a whole defense every year. It is what it is, but it's amazing at the same time, because it's like, it just shows like how, like, we can understand it. Like, it's not just everybody have a year and just be like, oh yeah, I'm done with football because I don't understand the concept, or it's taking too long. You just like start to figure out, okay, this is a faster way of learning a playbook. Do this, and then weeding that and just having fun with it.
Yeah. I think it's really going to help you at the next level, though. Cause now you're going to be like, I can pick up any defense. I been coached by so many people that no matter what system that you fall in, no matter what team wants to, you know, you can pick it up fast. Cause you know, you've built up that experience and had those different things. So I think it'll benefit you down the road.
Yeah. It was funny at the pro day. I was talking to one of the coaches, and Coach Clancy Pendergrass, was he here with you?
Yeah.
Josh?
No. He came in at SC. He came in, I think, after COVID.
After COVID?
2021?
Hold on.
Yeah.
So I feel like he was around. He was around before, though.
I think he's a defensive analyst, maybe. Well, I mean, he's always been an analyst. Maybe. I don't know. Some of that, hey, there's people in the building I don't know. Like, I don't even know some of the people on the coaching staff. I'm like,
and so there's people now that I know.
Oh, everybody. I walk in. I still work out at UCLA. Mm-hmm. Walk in. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Hey, I got to get to know new these names.
Guys. Yeah.
Talking about him, like, he was talking to another guy that he coached. He was a safeties coach in the NFL, and they're just talking like things like strap, belt, like, and I'm just asking, oh, is this like, and then I named the coverage, and it was like, oh yeah. I was like, oh, that's from Coach McGovern. And just me popping it in my head. He looked and was like, oh, you know what this is? I was like, yeah, it's Brady. Like, it's our Brady, if y'all don't know what it is. But it's just like a call that we know. I said, and then I started listing some things out with that coverage. So just like having those moments was a good thing also, like you said, Josh.
It might prove beneficial too, just because of the number of guys that you've had. I mean, McGovern came from the NFL to UCLA, then came from the NFL to UCLA. That probably is part of it, right? I think that was kind of some of that paying off and that knowledge that you kind of picked up.
Last couple of years we did go from like a normal college football to like trying to get more NFL caliber coaches with like Norton and McGovern and Lynn, and just like trying to have it a better step going into it. So yeah,
that's always been a thing. UCLA guys in the NFL have always been known to, you know, have higher like IQs and football knowledge. I'm just saying, like, that's the thing that I've heard from other guys and me, I've experienced too. It's like, I don't know what it is between, I want to say Pac-12 football or UCLA in general, but I really feel like we know the game differently than some guys in different conferences, as far as like a guy you might not think is the brightest in one of our rooms have gone to the NFL and been the smartest guy in the room. So like when I was hearing those type of conversations, I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy.
You're crazy.
I don't know about the statistics to that, but it is a lot of smart guys I've seen and been through with, like Quentin Lake, Chris Barnes, Adarius Pickett, and just like feeding off them. Like, I was grateful to have Quentin Lake after COVID or during COVID.
Yeah.
And just like pick his brain. And he's still in the NFL doing really good. But, yeah, he's a smart guy. And just, like, having those guys and just studying, because if you know me, like, I love watching film. I love if you give me a whiteboard, I can write down whatever you want when it comes to, like, the X's and O's to, like, a specific coverage down to the front and what's the linebacker doing in this situation. So a lot of – like, Coach Norwood, he called me coach. Like, later on in life, I really want to be a coach. I love coaching the guys up. Like, even, like, when the plays is over, I'm running down. We do the little 3-4 play drive. Tired. They run up to me. Hey, what is this? And then I give him a whole mini presentation before I run back tired again. So, yeah, it's a blessing.
So obviously, Akaka Maloy was someone that served as the interim defensive coordinator, as Josh mentioned, for the LA Bowl. So you probably got to work with him a little bit more closely than you had the rest of the season. What was he like as a defensive coordinator? Can you give us a little insight on what he kind of brought to the table for the defense now that he's the defensive coordinator?
He's the same guy. When he's a energetic guy, I said this before in one of the meetings. Like, he makes me want to run through a brick wall. I can't do it, but if he keep on talking, I'm going to do it. So it's just like his passion of the game, his intellect of the game. Like, he had DC under his belt. I knew him before. Like, he was an outside linebacker, D-line coach. But having him in that realm, he's going to be a really good coach. He's a really good coach. I'm excited for him. And He's gonna show, like, why he's a really good, like, a DC, right? He's a really good.
Real quick, another thing that came to mind as you were talking was a lot of guys we've kind of talked to in the past, and I think probably even Josh as well, they've all, like, kind of either switched positions. There's been some sort of talk at one point or another of even potentially switching. What was your – you've been there long enough. I'm sure someone else is trying to recruit you to another position room, right, or something.
Okay, so I played multiple positions at UCLA. I played a striker with Coach Azanero. I played a Sam with, like, the last couple of years. Nickel. I played boundary safety, strong safety. So I've been in Coach Norton room when I was playing linebacker. So it's just – yeah, I was everywhere, especially with Coach Norwood. Then with the dime personnel and palms, nickel personnel, I could play dime. I could play, like, it's sub linebacker. I was just everywhere throughout UCLA. So, yeah, it's fun. A lot of guys did tell me, oh, you should play this. You should play that. Come over here. Come over there. I'm like, where can I play? All right, I'm here. So I'm an open book. I'm forever grateful. So it's just like, if I had the opportunity, I'm going to take it.
Go ahead, Josh.
Knowing what you can do, what do you see yourself playing in the NFL?
Probably a boundary safety, downhill, strong safety for the NFL. So just like I can play linebacker too. So it's just like in different type of personnel, sub linebacker, because I'm a little I'm a little big. So I think I'll be solid. Josh, you probably ain't see me now. I was gonna say
Kenny always looked like a big dude the last couple years to me. So him being like coming in all skinnies, I'm like,
no,
I don't remember any of that.
What he was talking about, because like when me and Kenny was really with each other every single day, like every single day, like he hurts me, I hurt my knee. We're on the table together, treatment, same time every day. I got my surgery a few weeks later than he got his surgery, and then it was like, mine because I had the two ligaments, so mine was a little bit worse, so my progression was slower, and Kenny's was faster, which always, like, I don't know if it bothered me or like motivated me, because he was able to do stuff before me, so I would just be in the training room like so, like, jealous, like, oh, Kenny got the run today, oh, I'm not ready yet. But it's like, but like during practice, that would be the time that me and Kenny got to work out and lift. So, like, majority of the time, what he's saying is, like, we're doing the same lift that Coach Ronald would have us go through, and we're doing the same rec. So, whatever we're doing, Kenny would go first, and then I have to add my weight on so I can go. And sometimes it'd be annoying. That's what I'd be mad at Kenny about, is, like, bro, like, I need you to either hurry up and do finish your reps, or, like, you're going to do the weight that I'm doing, and we're going to do this together, because it's taking too much time to get this done. At times, like, he's really like my little brother. Like, it was like, come on, Kenny, this is what we're doing today. Come on, Kenny, this is what we're doing today.
On me.
And, like, he expected me to, like, pull him around and show him what to do. And, like, it's just funny. And, like, another thing that I was thinking about when we were talking about Coach Foster saying you like to hit. And I remember, like, Kenny was able to do spring ball. I wasn't able to do spring ball, but Kenny was able to do more than me, like I said. So I think it was a lot of, like, 7-on-7 and stuff like that he was able to involve with. And, of course, like, that's – I'm like, I want to watch Kenny because, like, I want Kenny to be back. I want Kenny – but it just seemed like Kenny was always trying to hit or be on the ground. I'm like, Kenny, you not going to let us be out there, bro. They're not going to let us practice no more. You trying to hit everybody. You always on the ground. It's bad enough we have these bright yellow jerseys on.
I hated them, bro. I hated them bright jerseys, bro. It's just like, hey, yellow. Don't touch him. I'm like, get out my face.
It's like, oh, we got the yellows. I get it, bro. We're hurt. We know. But that's it. I just love seeing you, what you're able to do now, and just you being a leader. That was one of the big things. Like, you know, you were a young guy when I left, so I'm glad to see that you stepped up to that role and was able to lead the team. That's one of the things that I always pride myself on, is just seeing the progression of leadership from when I was a young guy to me being a leader, to me seeing the young guys become leaders when I left, you know, and inspiring the next generation. And I guarantee there's a lot of guys in that locker room now that looked up to you and you inspired for them to grow into that role.
I want to know if he treated any of them the same way that Josh treated you.
I'm a stickler.
Guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm a stickler. Yeah, if they do something, man, I'm on them. Like, stank on, I can't say it, but hey, especially for the defense, like our senior year, we wanted to be top 10. I think we're top 12 or top 11.
Top 10, but, top 15, yep.
Yeah, we wanted to be top 10. So it's just like, we have to have a mindset of being top 10. If we do the small things right, it can lead to the big thing. So I was always a stickler about like pressing guys, like, why are you not here in optional 7-on-7? Why are you not here in a meeting? Yep. Like, I'm controlling the meeting. Like, no coach is there. I'm the whole defense, and I'm talking ball. And then somebody from the D-line come up and talk. And then somebody from the linebacker talk. And then somebody from the corners talk. So we wanted perfect. Like, we wanted, the defense to be really good. So, yes, I was on. Like, I'm a stickler. Like, I'm not perfect. But at the same
time, he carried
the
torch, though. That's what he's saying. He carried the torch for sure.
Wanted perfection. We not perfect, but hey, we wanted it.
All right, Kenny, I got to ask a question that I'm sure many UCLA fans are going to want me to ask. So I'm going to be the one to ask it. How could you let Ramsey and Humphrey go over to USC?
I text him. I text him. I said, you bet not go over there. And they went. I'm proud of them, though. Mm-hmm. Hey, they can go on that side, man. I'm going to still support them. I'm never going to wear it. Like, I'm going to wear the UCLA and then the old jerseys, something. But I'm going to still support them. They're my dogs. Like, yeah, I'm proud of them. But, hey, they had to do what's best for them.
Right. And then, obviously, as you mentioned, you guys are a top 12, top 15 defense throughout most of this past season. Obviously, some of the figureheads of that defense, you look at Latu, you look at the Murphy twins, especially up front. What was it like playing with some of those guys and knowing that those guys up front kind of had you taken care of up there?
Oh, it was fun. Especially it was a play at USC. I have a specific coverage where I can look a little bit, not a lot. And at the corner of my eye, I just see Latu just do this, just bend, like, did this, and then, like, dips. Mm-hmm. And he was already at the quarterback. And I was just like, wow. Makes my job so easy. Hey, so just having, like, the twins, Carl, Latu, just a blessing. Like, it made my life easier. I had to work on where's my leverage, who I have, who can help me. After that, I got to stop him for 4 to 5 seconds. 3 now. Mm-hmm. 3 to 4 seconds. Yeah. If I can stop them for 3 to 4 seconds, I did my job. And I did. Mm-hmm. They did too. So it was amazing just being around those type of guys.
Go ahead, Josh. You got something?
I mean, a lot of seniors leaving on that defense. So who are the next names that we need to look out for that you see taking over?
Especially for defense, I'll say Kane Madrano. He's a dog. Yep. Femi, he's a dog. Yep. I know Jalen's going to be really good. Kirk going to be really good, especially with the coaching with Coach Whitfield. Kanye is an underdog. I think he'll be good. Okay. Especially, I don't know, like the new guys like KJ Wallace and all those new
guys. Right. The transfers.
So the guys that was there last year, I think Swift.
Okay.
Bruh, Swift is like a really good player. And having him throughout the years, talking to him about ball, like he's always doing the right thing. So if he ever get the opportunity, I believe Swift will succeed in that opportunity. Yeah, that's a couple. It's what a about, lot of unknown, though. Like,
what about Big J Toya there in the middle?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the
J Toya. He's annoying. Yeah, he's known to anchor the interior.
Yeah, I thought this was already a known. Like, yes, J Toya.
Oh, no. Oh, without a doubt. But I'm just.
Smith, Keanu, like those guys. Yeah. Like dogs, so the interior. I was talking about like the back end, like we are,
and that's like, that's more what I was asking because there's a lot of holes that need to be filled. So,
if you see Jay Toya when he played Pitt, our last bowl game, he's gonna be a dog. Like, he's a really good I was gonna say coach, he's a really good player, and he's about to eat. So, I was just talking about the back end. If you want to go from back end.
No, I just – the reason why I got excited I had to mention Jay Toya is because, you know, when you had the Murphy twins, you had Latu, like, I felt like no one ever talked about Jay Toya, but I feel like Jay Toya is going to be, like, the next – kind of the anchor of that defense and the one that – the name everyone's going to look at as the next draft prospect and all that stuff for the future. So
– no, and that's the thing. Like, when you have great players around them, like, the – you just pick on, like, specific players, like the Latus of the defense – but it's still people like the Alex Johnsons, the Carl Jones, the Kenny Church was like, probably the fourth best tackler or the fourth most tackles at UCLA.
Leading tackle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did my job and I got 50 tackles. So, yeah, you just don't know because the guys around him is like really good. Yeah. Like, so Jay Toya, he's going to be really good. With the other guys I name, and even more. Like, it's a lot of unknowns, and it's a lot of guys that's been coached, like the RJ Jones, like, where if he get the opportunity, he's going to do good. So you just never know. Like, I know UCLA is in good hands, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Without a doubt.
You want to, Josh, you want to go ahead and ask some of our usual questions?
So the few questions that we ask all the guests, because it's, you know, former players and, you know, that. So one of the questions is, who is the best player that – there's two. One is, who's the best player that you shared the field with, and who's the best player that you played against? And it could be just somebody on the – like the best player that you've had on the team, and then the best player that you've played against. That could be, you know, Pac-12, bowl game, any of that.
For sure, shared the field. It was Liatu. He's a really good player. It's like first round, like he's a first round top 15 prospect. Like seeing him, especially like watching like a Zach Charbonnet, being on the sideline, just looking up at the Jumbotron and he's running angrily. I'm just like, I'm so glad I'm not tackling him. Like, I am so glad. So it's just like, yes, Liatu for sure is one of the guys I've seen throughout my 6 years. Best player, I forgot his name. He was a Utah running back. Big guy.
Oh,
Zach Moss.
Zach Moss?
I think so. Boy. Okay. I tried to tackle him.
Zach Moss was tough.
No, yeah, he's a good player. Hard to tackle, but it was fun when I did it.
What about Caleb Williams?
Yeah. Top first.
Is that not wanting to give credit to a USC guy? Or
No. I gave after the game, I gave him his flowers. He's a really good quarterback. He's going to be Wherever he goes, he's going to be a really good player at that organization. So, nah, I was thinking, I was not thinking USC.
But, it's
that's fine. That's fine. There's no wrong answer.
When you have an experience, I'm saying, because, like, when you have an experience, like, having to, like, actually, like, cover or tackle somebody, then you really it's a different perspective than, like, okay, that's a great player, but, like, I had to really, like, when I say, Christian McCaffrey is the best athlete I went against, I had to cover him. And I seen on tape all for weeks, he was running a wheel route. So when I seen him go to the flat, I'm like, oh, he about to turn it. I had to turn it on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, he's like that for real.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And then the other question we asked, who are the top five funniest people in the locker room in your time at UCLA?
Yeah.
Top five. It's no order.
No order.
Yeah,
that's
no order. No order. That's but
fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Rashad Williams.
Okay.
Hilarious.
What year was that? Is that 2018?
He was my class. He was
okay.
2018.
I don't really remember what, him.
18 to 21. I think he's at Texas Tech now, right?
Yeah, he's at Texas Tech.
Right okay, now. That's why I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah. Elijah Wade also is a funny guy. Retired because his neck.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Funny guys. Jalen Davies is goofy. Like, he don't even have
really to... okay. That's surprising. That's a little bit of a surprise.
He don't even have to be funny, just the way he acts is just like you're gonna laugh. Like
that's crazy. I don't
like he's just like
interactions with him. I can see that.
So he's a goofball.
Josh, you've interacted with him before with Jalen Davies?
Yeah, I had just seen him when I went to the basketball game. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he just seems like such a quiet dude. I wouldn't like.
He's quiet. Yes,
I feel like until he's with people that he is comfortable with or knows.
Gotcha.
He's not shy or he don't have to. Yes, he's a goofball. Like,
okay.
I'm trying to think. I've been here for a long time.
There's a name that of just about everyone, I think maybe for except one person probably didn't mention him, that everybody said.
Remember, and I'm bad. There, so...
Oh, geez.
You are bad, but he was there.
Just as long as you, pretty much.
Yeah.
You gonna name it afterwards? I'm probably gonna agree. Like,
okay,
Martin Andrews.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. It's funny. He's a good. Yeah, he's a funny guy. That's my dog, actually. I actually agree with that one. He is a goofball. I would say Theo Howard.
Okay, we've had Theo on the show before. Yeah,
he's a little funny guy. Do y'all know Baraka Beckett?
Yes.
I'm familiar with him. Yeah, he transferred out. Yeah.
So, like that same thing as Jalen. Like, he's funny because the way bruh, Josh, I know.
No, Baraka is hilarious, but like he's trying to be. Like, he's just him.
Those are the funniest ones, though.
I'm sitting here like,
those are the best ones,
bruh. No.
Baraka. He's a one of one. I love Baraka, but he's one of one.
That's my dog. But yeah, he's a funny guy, bro. Like, he's not even when he not man.
he's one of those guys where he's not trying. He just being himself, and you're just like, bro, that's hilarious.
Yeah, especially when he raps.
When he raps, you said,
bro. We used to
locker room freestyles go up.
I never rap. I'm not.
I was gonna say, what is your rap?
Oh no, negative.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
But yeah, funny guy.
Okay.
I think I'll let six, but yeah, it is.
That's fine.
It's okay.
Going back to Alex Johnson, someone you mentioned earlier, We can talk a little bit about him in a minute. But one thing he mentioned, because we got to talk to him after Pro Day, he mentioned he was going to have a meeting with the 49ers. Did you have an opportunity to meet with any of the teams outside of just kind of the workout stuff?
Not film-wise. I talked to a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just asking me, like, if I'm doing specific things. But, yeah, meeting-wise, no.
What is, like, the whole process just kind of been like for you? Just, I mean, are you working outside of the facility? I think when we had Carl Jones on the podcast, he was outside of the UCLA facility doing some workout outside. Is it kind of different just to kind of get away from the campus after you've been there for so long? And are you working anywhere else?
I'm working at UCLA.
It's just same old thing.
same old. Like, it's no point of going somewhere and paying rather than just like being somewhere you already know where you're loved at. So it's just I'm always there. I just got done working out. I was low key scared at first that I was not about to make it, but I did. I just worked out a little earlier. But I've been at UCLA since 2018. They gonna have to kick me out. They're gonna have to kick me out. Like, my locker.
It's a sad day when your thumbprint don't work. And it's
I was
sad
gonna say, you guys have a code or something.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that day. I'm probably gonna cry. But yeah, they already kicked me out my locker. I was putting my stuff still in the locker.
Already?
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
There's like a new name up on the top already.
No new name. I fought for it all the way till Pro Day. So they all was already almost about to take my stuff out. I was like, oh, I'm still working out here. I need it. So it was okay. Like, 2-3 days later after Pro Day, bro, they already had my stuff bagged up. I was like,
oh.
But I know, like, they're getting new guys. So they
that's how it goes. Yeah.
So they already understand the process, but I'm waiting for that. Dun, dun, dun.
That's crazy.
Sad day, man.
Like, what was it, Jamal Adams, when he's like trying to get in the building and he's like, damn, I got released or something.
You pulling the door, it's just not opening. It don't work no more.
That's crazy.
These are like, ask the guys to let you in.
Josh, what was that like for you? You said you had the thumbprint didn't work for you one day? Or you were just like,
I mean, because COVID, that honestly messed things up, though, because I probably had stuff in my locker got thrown in the trash because I didn't even get to your
locker.
Because I thought, like, okay, I'm going to leave this stuff. I'll be back on Pro Day to, like, I didn't get my senior helmet. Like, there's things that I just didn't get because of COVID. Damn. Like, I didn't go back until following year I did the Pro Day. But by then, my thumb don't work. My locker gone. Everything was gone. Like, everything was different. So it's like, well, it is what it is.
They just kept moving on. That's tough. All right, man. Anything else, Josh? Anything else we wanna
I mean, ask the Kenny? Last question, I guess, like, Kenny, what if you're gonna, you know, you're talking to a GM, you're talking to a team, what are they getting if they pick up Kenny Churchwell?
They're getting a very smart guy that's 100%, 120% of effort, that's gonna be every single day. I'm the first one in, last one out. You're going to have to prime, like UCLA, you're going to have to prime me out the facility. Like, I'm always watching film. I'm always trying to get better, get little golden nuggets in my pocket. I'm an open book. I'm here. I'm ready. Like, I'm excited for the process. I'm just ready wherever it goes. I'm blessed for the opportunity.
I got a question for you. I think you might have just been coming back from your injury, or it was like that following spring or something, and like your name started popping up. And I was like, who's this Kenny Churchwell? Everyone's like talking about you and stuff. Like, I think we were like trying to figure out who the starters were going to be and stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to ask Chip about Kenny Churchwell. And then he had the biggest smile on his face. And he's like, Kenny's always smiling. Like, I love Kenny and all this. Like, what's up with the smile? What's up with the positivity? Like, is that just kind of the backbone of who you are as a person?
Yeah. So yeah, I am my experience, you can say it's been nothing but not good at sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, life is, you know, is a struggle being with a single mom, raising four kids, being in a place that you don't want to be, but you had to be. So it's just like, we have to find something out of that. Like, the broken clock, it shows the time right two times out of the whole day. So it's just like you have to look at the light throughout the darkness. So I'm a very like pray, Bible spoken, just a God that's just like always blessed for the opportunity, blessed to be, just to make my bed every single day, blessed to like wake up. Like we woke up today, where like we are like highly favored. We are the ones, we are the one percenters. So even if I had a bad day, like you're coming home and your bed is made. So out of everything, you did one thing right. So like I said, I'm always positive. Josh was beating my butt freshman year, but man, I love the guy. Like I'm always like, he made me who I was. Like he made me a better person. He made me a better Kenny Churchill. And I'll say this to everybody. I'm so grateful for Josh Woods. I'm so grateful for what he done. Like I'm telling you, I went 20 to 30 pounds extra because of him. Like I would have, like if he wasn't there, I probably would have, you know, be done with it. But yeah. at the same time, like he made me a better player. So I'm like, I'm forever grateful for him. I'm forever grateful for the opportunity of that. So yeah, I'm a positive person. Like I'm an open book. And I'm just blessed. Like we're all blessed. Like we woke up today and did something that we loved.
Man, I'll give you a flowers, man. Also, like I said, I'm so proud of you. This like, yeah, like your growth and yeah, to see all that you've overcame, man. So happy for you. So proud of you. Got a lot of love for you, bro. I mean, you know, if you ever need anything, you know, you can holler at me. And like Kenny's saying, like Kenny's definitely a light. Like he's always a light wherever he goes, locker room, field. Like he gonna bring the energy, bring the juice, and he's happy to be there. And man, he's excited for your future, bro. Really grateful for you. And just thank you that you came on the pod, man.
No problem, man. I got to. I got a text. And I was like, bro, yeah. Go ahead.
I always say, you know, do you want to come on a podcast? Josh Woods is on the podcast. You know, everyone's his former teammate. And they're like, yeah. I don't think anyone's ever told me no. Joshua got some sort of pull going on still. But
all my brothers, man. He's just all my brothers.
We appreciate having you on. For me, as a reporter who's covering the team, I appreciate the time that you've given us after practice. When you talk to the media, you're always one of my favorites because you're always well-spoken. I always knew I was going to get good stuff from you. And yeah, man, just appreciate having you on.
I appreciate it. Thankful for the opportunity.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate your time. Best of luck. We look forward to what comes next for you. And hopefully we can have you back on the pod again soon.
Y'all got my number. Well, Josh got my number. He might change the number.
Yeah. My number is the same. I said a 760 number. My number is the same.
Call me. I'm call away.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll definitely.
It's both streets, so I could call you too. Like, hey,
awesome.
Put me on.
Yeah. Let us know. Whenever you want to hop on, you got something going on you want to talk about, come on over. Even if you don't have anything to talk about,
we'll promote. We're on talk UCLA football. Yeah. Let us know.
I got you. Yeah. We have everybody on here. We don't care. So, yeah. Again, man, appreciate you. And man, we'll see you down the road.
This is the Believe in UCLA Football podcast presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.